Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have conjoined twins Abby and Brittany. Them are basically two heads on one body. I'm waiting for the article to come out about them having sex with four students at the same time. After all, they have four swing swang openings. They also got married and just look at how happy the groom is. Looks like he got himself a two-for-one special. I bet you he won't be smiling like that when he's the first man in history to get divorced by two women at the same time. Moving on, if mothers can afford to have kids without the father's money, then why don't they just let the kids live with the dad? Because she wants the money and is only pretending that she can't live without the cash. Not to mention that the court system always gets a cut of the child support, so of course, they want the kids to live with the mother too. I want to see unbiased family courts, but that's never going to happen. Number 3, Kim Kardashian lost her V-card when she was only 14 years old. And if you think she's hot here at the age of 14, then there's something wrong with you. You damn perverts. But when she was 14, the age of consent in Canada was only 14. So imagine what it would have been like if your 16 or 17-year-old version of you lost his virginity to her. I bet by the time she turned 20, her notch count was already close to 10. Up next, this lady says women reject men who are going to make them wives, for guys who are going to make them single mothers. She says that men are not trash, but that women's taste in men is trash and apologizes for it. They're also the ones making themselves into single mothers by leaving those men. She's only sorry because of the consequences of her actions, and not the actions themselves. Is this an apology or just a confession? What's her angle here? Is she trying to rope in some simp or something? Number 5, this 48-year-old teacher sleeps with a 17-year-old student, and he claims it's okay because she was a big booty Latina. What's her name? I need to do some research and tell my friends where not to go. I'll bet you anything that in 20 years that kid still won't have any regrets sleeping with her. I wonder what the headline would have been like if the roles were reversed. People calling this grape are probably just jealous or something. Moving on, this woman says she hates men but wants love and wonders how to stop sabotaging her relationships. In reality, most men don't like the women they have relationships with. They just want to have sex with them. Most humans prefer to be alone and get their sexual and emotional needs met outside of a relationship. If this woman wants love, she should just buy a dog and a big jar of peanut butter and leave men alone. Number 7, remember that women only like attractive murderers and assassins, and not the unattractive ones. Women are histerbiliophiliacs. They love good-looking men that have an uninhibited carnal urge to end others. Luigi is now seeing thousands of women send money to his legal defense fund, and they're writing him love letters. Women want a chat that'll put an end to their enemies and protect them. Up next, this sign says, please do not feed the birds, because it creates a dependent population that makes a costly mess. But what would you substitute birds for? Would it be illegal migrants or those on welfare? How about single mothers and their children? If you're a socialist, you'll say that banks, corporations, and politicians are a health hazard and make a costly mess. Yes, that's true too. But there is one group that everyone is thinking of that I just won't mention. Number 9 is Andrew and Tristan Tate. Is it just my imagination, or does Tristan sometimes seem to be either scared or intimidated by Andrew? I've seen him do interviews alone and he's fine. But when Andrew is there, it's like he's playing second fiddle. Looks like the trial against him in Romania concluded because there wasn't enough evidence against him. Even though there was videos with Andrew discussing the Loverboy method. One more trial in the UK to go, and then they're free. Moving on, when you're in Eastern Europe in Slavic households, the bed covers during the winter tend to be tacky like this. But why do they like their tacky covers? Also, I always thought that Hispanic households had a monopoly on tiger bed covers. These sorts of things look like they belong on the floor or on a wall. Apparently, people in Northeast China, Russia, and even Africa use these for the winter. But why do so many women all over the world have such bad taste, as well as India? Number 11, what the hell happened to Brazil? They used to be such a cool country until Christianity collapsed and the Church of Woke Feminism took over the country. Not to mention communism. It went from this during the 2002 World Cup win to becoming one of the most feminist countries in the world, and where the MGTOW philosophy spread like wildfire in 2017, until all the YouTube channels were banned and shut down. Fertility is also falling faster in Brazil than in America. Up next is the first picture versus the last picture in a woman's camera roll. What the hell happened to her? Was it college? Then again, maybe this is what happens when, as a culture, we stop burning witches. Her parents must have been so thrilled with her transformation. She looks like the woman from your nightmares because you know her next evolution is going to be into Franny Krueger. Say What You Want. I'd Be Less Scared to Get in a Car with Freddy Krueger. Number 13, Here's the Latest Propaganda, and I Don't Know If I Should Be Scared or If I Should Laugh. The elites are now saying that humans are fueling global warming by breathing. Well, if that's the case, let's force the elites that paid for this article to stop breathing first and lead the way to a better world. If humans and animals don't breathe out CO2, then what would the forest breathe? It's a symbiotic relationship. Moving on, if lesbians aren't attracted to men, then why are many of them attracted to women that look like men? Actually, many of them want feminine women, but they can't attract them because those women would rather be with masculine men instead of lesbian women. They see straight men as competition for the same cooches they want. Many lesbians are also bitter because they can't attract a man, so instead they try and become the man that they want, but will never get. Number 15, coming soon to Netflix, it's Frosty the Snowman. I can't wait to hear their explanation as to how snow can turn black, when it's white thanks to being frozen water. Then again, they're probably picking snow from Flint, Michigan or Gary, Indiana. They might as well change his name to Frosty the Coal Man. I'm looking forward to this, but I'm looking even more forward to Disney remaking Tarzan in the end, with a black actor. Up next, this should be made into a film. Paddington Bear being arrested for telling Muslim immigrants to be more polite. You could just substitute Tommy Robinson for Paddington, and it would be more realistic. Remember, guys, that the best memes are the ones that could ironically be the most accurate. If Paddington were a real person and he said that in the UK, then I believe they might actually arrest him. Number 17, what's a sign of low intelligence? I say tattoos. Or maybe it's wearing a mask alone while in your vehicle. Unless your name is Sub-Zero or Scorpion, then you need to stop doing that. Another sign of low intelligence is voting for a leftoid political party. Also, how about blue, green, or purple clown hair with a nose ring? Or maybe a sign of low intelligence is saying that a man dressed up as a woman is actually a woman. Moving on, Lily Phillips, the woman that slept with 100 men in a single day, says she doesn't know that HIV is sexually transmitted. Either proving that she has low intelligence, or that she's just saying something so shockingly stupid because she wants attention. She could really be that stupid because she comes from a rich family and was probably sheltered for most of her life. Also, when she sleeps with 1,000 men in one day, moments later she's going to be asking, where have all the good men gone? Number 19, when you get together with her, if she cries and has a breakdown every time you speak to her in the wrong tone and needs constant reassurance that you love her. I fell for this type of woman minus the drama because of her perfectly symmetrical face and small nose. Recreational use only. I fall in love with a pretty face, but I leave because of an ugly personality and because of disrespect. Up next, is this a criminal offense? This woman slept with 20 guys in 1 month, had her pregnant friend pee on her pregnancy test, and then texted all 20 guys a selfie with the pregnancy test saying that she needs $550 for an abortion before it's too late. It's easy money, as most guys probably don't want to be left on the hook to pay for 8+ years of child support, and $550 is a bargain compared to that. But she's the idiot if she had unprotected sex with 20 guys. That's how you get herpagonosyphilates. And I hope it was worth the $11K that she got for it. Number 21, a male trainee firefighter who failed an exam became a woman because the pass mark for females was lower and has now successfully passed the test. It's all about turning the rules against them. I'd rather be carried out of a burning building by a trans woman than a biological one to boot. This should be the plot of an Adam Sandler film, but unfortunately, it's our lives these days. Being a woman really means living life on easy mode now, doesn't it? Moving on, if you could delete one country from the earth, what would it be? Maybe Somalia and the pirates that live there, making lives more difficult for everyone. But I don't really mean that. It's just sarcasm for the YouTube censors listening out there. I'm sure that everyone listening probably has a list of countries they want to delete, and not just one. And I'm sure there's one country at the top of that list that no one can talk about. Number 23, she wants a $20,000 ring, an $80,000 car, and a $500,000 home. And what does she bring to the table? A pre-owned cooch. But what else does she have to offer? Nagging, being late, using you as an emotional tampon. Shall I continue? How about infidelity, monkey branching, and comparing you to her last 12 boyfriends, and how you'll never stack up to any of them? Not to mention that she's always right. How about no wife, happy life instead? Up next, the best way to point out this man has no neck is by saying, I guess we all know what shampoo he uses. Or how about in his case, spelling necklace like the one around his imaginary neck. Necklace. N-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. I can't believe this is a real man that should be nicknamed the Human Thumb. He's gotta be rich to look like that and land that bitch. Either that or he makes love to her by inserting his big head into her. Number 25 and the last one, a Florida man dies in an explosion after attempting to microwave a microwave. Well, he definitely got points for creativity, but a real Florida man would survive this. But what I want to know is, does that microwaved microwave microwave even faster now? I guess we'll never know. It truly is an unimaginable loss. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.